The following shiur was delivered by Rav Eliezer Cohen, Reish Koilel of the Cleveland Choshen Mishpat Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Meseches Chulin Daf Mem Amud Aleph. The Mishnah on the bottom of Lamed Tesvan Beis says as follows: Hashoichet l'shem harim, someone who shechts l'shem harim, the mountains, l'shem gevois, l'shem yamim, l'shem naharos, l'shem nidbaros, or l'shem amidbar, shchitasei psula, his shchita is pasul. That means that the shchita was not matter the animal ba'achila. So the Gemara's medayik over here in Daf Mem Amud Aleph, psula in, the shchita's pasul, zivchei meisim loy. However, the fact that he shechted it to the mountain with the intention of serving the mountain, it does not render the behemah zivchei meisim, which would mean takrayves avayda zara, which should be aser bahana. Frakti Gemara very minhu, hashoichet l'shum harim, l'shum gavais, l'shum naharis, l'shum midbarais, l'shum chamin alvon, l'shum ayv kechave, l'shum kechave, mazal l'shum echalas ha'agadol, l'shum shil shil katon, harei elu zivchei meisim. If a person shecht for these things, the gavais, the harim, we see that it is considered zivchei meisim. And the takrivus is aser, so that means that this animal not only is aser but achila because of shrita, you're not even allowed to have hanah from the dead animal. So Amar Abaya answers loy kasha. It's not a steer at our Mishnah. Ha the Amar lahar. One is talking about our Mishnah is talking about that he's intending to serve the mountain itself. Ha the Amar lagada dahar. The other one is talking about where he intended to serve the Gada Dahar, which means the Malach of the mountain. So that's considered Avodah Zarah. And therefore, the Takrivus would be Aser. So if he intended simply for the mountain itself, that does not have a status of Avodah Zarah, and the Takrivus would be Mutar, even though the Shrita would be Aser. However, if he intended to be Avodah, the Malach of the mountain, that would be considered Avodah Zarah Mamish, and the Takrivus would be Aser. Now, what does it mean that the being over the mountain itself does not have a din of the Zar? So Rashi explains, the Amar L'Shom Har, Har Einei Nasas Avodas Kechavim. A mountain will not become an Avodah Zarah. The Chsiv Eleheim Alaharim. The Pasuk says that the person is serving Eleheim. So Eleheim, the Gemara Darshan, Alaharim, B'loy Aharim Eleheim. The gods on the mountains, but the mountains themselves will not have a status of an Avodah Zarah. Because since it's Mechobar, since it's Karaka itself, it does not have a status of Avodah Zarah. Hilkach, therefore, Lishmon Limikri Zivchei Mason, if he shechted it for the intention of serving the mountain, it's not considered Avodah Zarah. And therefore, it's not considered Zivchei Meisim, which is not Kravis Avodah Zarah. So why is the animal itself Aser Bachila? Zagrashu Miu Psula Milechoil Mishum Didami L'Shchitas Avodas Kechavim. It's still possible to eat it because it is Doime to Shchitas Avodas Kechavim. So Shchitas Rashi is that it does not have a din of Avodah Zarah at all, and therefore Takrovis is not obviously not going to be Aser. And even the Shrita is only Aser because it resembles Avodah Zarah. And like Rashi says, we find such a musik later on that a person who shecht l'shem nida v'nida shritat zepsulim shem d'dam l'shechet kachem b'chot. Similar here also, it's shechet l'shdeh something that's doime to Avodah Zarah. Now the Rishonim ask on Rashi that there's a Gemara Mefereshes in Maseches Sanhedrin Daf Samach Aleph that says over there that a Meshtachav Elahar, someone who bows to a mountain, the Har is Mutter V'Avdei B'Sayif, and the person who serves the mountain gets Sayif. So we see clearly that he has a din of Avid Avodah Zarah. That's the Kasha the Ramban asks and the Rashba asks, and they have, because of that they have different Mahalach in the sugya over here. Now the Mechaber in Simen Zayin, Yerudea Simen Dalet, Halacha Hey, Paskins as follows. Hashoichet L'Shem Harim U'Gavais. Someone who shechts l'shem harim ugvois, l'shem chama l'vana koychav mazals. Now, even though these are not mechuber, the Bais Yosef says it goes into the same category. We look in the Bais Yosef, explains why. And then the mechaber ends off. Ain loy din takrayvus avodah zara la'aser behana. Does not have a din of takrayvus avodah zara to aserit behana. Avos shchita is psula, but the shchita is possible. So, even if he didn't have a kavana to serve them, rather just l'refua, still, the shechita is going to be possible. But it will not have a status of takrayvus avodah zarah. The shechita will be possible, says the Bera Goyla, because this is the shechita sarash, which is brought down over there, that there's a special isra on the takrayvus, which is a little different than Rashi's pshat. And then the Mechaber says in the following sif, Shachad l'shem sar shel har, or l'shem sar echad mishar advarim, bein shel shachad l'shem michol asar agadol, bein shel shachad l'shem sar shel shakadim shel bayam, harei zeh zivchei meisim v'asar behana, it's zivchei meisim and it's asar behana. The Shach says that it's a mashma that is going even on the din of loy neskavim la'ovdom. Still, it's considered Zivchei Mesim according to the Shitas Rambam, not like the Reis. So even if he's Meskavim L'Rafua, but he's Meskavim L'Shem Har, it still has an Isser of Avodah Zarah. So, based on these two halachas, there's a fascinating tshuva, which is quoted in the Sefer Sdei Tzoifim, over here in Daf Mem Amud Aleph, a tshuva from the Ben Yehayad, from the Rav Pa'alim. Vereshchayin Rav Pa'alim, Yerideya Simul Amud Aleph, was asked the following shayla. Yesh minig b'ir Arbil, there's a city, it is called Arbil apparently in Iraq, b'zman atziras geshavim, during the time that there's no rain, loikrim chamesh oishesh b'nei bakar, they take 5 or 6 cows, u'malichin oisam al kivrei atzadikim, they take them to the kivrei atzadikim sheyesham b'beis akvaris, which they have in the beis akvaris, v'shoichtim al kol matzeva ben bakar echad, and they shecht on each matzeva one of these cows. And then v'achar kach mispalim al amata, then they daven for rain, v'ayrim yogimul midos, v'taykin b'shoifar, v'chayzim l'shalom u'machalkim habasal aniyim. They come back and they divide the meat of these animals between the aniyim. So the shayla is the aruch lemevad hachi. Is it mutter to do this? Lichchayt habasa matzevus the base aquarius or lav. To do this minig that they used to have in the city of Arbil, that they used to shecht a cow by each one of the kvarim, and then they would give out the meat to the aniyim after they did the process of the tefillos, the yugim midos, and blowing the shofar and davening for rain. So is that whole thing, is that mutter to do to shecht these things, and also is it mutter to give out the meat to the aniyim? So the Ben Ishchai answers, and he quotes this psak in Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Shechitas and Mendal Tzifei, which we just said, that Ashaych l'shem harim ugvois, the halacha is ain lo din takrayvus avodah zarah to aser b'hana. However, shechitas psula v'aser b'achila. Aval bishul loy neskavim la'ovdom. Even though he did not have intention to serve this avodah zarah, still his shechita is possible and it's aser b'achila. And as Sefer Zevach Taida brings down that even if they just say that they should go shecht in a certain place, the fact that they're miyachin makom to shecht because of some kind of te'elas that they feel that what kind of refuah maybe or some kind of other reason why this place is a special segula to shecht in that place, that's also awesome. The rabbanon zayim mishum takrayvus avodah zarah mamish. The only thing is, b'hanah they didn't ask it because it's mamish. It doesn't look mamish like shecht avodah zarah. Because a har is not a nevat. However, when you miyachad a makom b'shul te'elis, you read as geshavim to shecht on beis akvaris, l'chayra it's mamish doima at least to the din of the gemara, the din of the mishnah we said over here that he's shechting to the har, which the har has ramifications that at least the shechita itself is aser. And therefore, this shechita zikr would be, to do this kind of thing is definitely aser, and also for the same reason, the basar is aser to be given to the anim. And then he quotes the next sif, in sif vav, where the shach had said that even if he was not mechavin to serve them, still, even if it's mechavin l'refu, it's called zivchei mesim, v'chein pasak marashal. So therefore, it says in the sif, that even if he was only mechavin l'refu, it's still Asa Bahana. Gzeir because of Ivar the Sarah Mamish. So even so in that case, it's possible that it's even worse. It's not just that Asa Bahana, it would even be Asa Bahana, because even if they're doing L'Shem Refua, but they're doing it L'Shem Ivar the Sarim, so it could be this is Daima to that. So since they're shechting, the Emek Havonah to shecht this Ben Bakar on the Matzevus HaTzadikim, L'chayro, you could be medam at that to being shoichet L'shem Michal HaSar Gadol, that even if it's only Mechavim L'Refuah, it still has a din of Zivchei Basim, and not only is the Shechita itself Aser, but even Aser Bahano. And then he goes on and he says another Chiddush, and he quotes it to a Shar that discusses the famous Hakdam of the Rambam to Avodah Zarah, where the Rambam describes that in May Enosh, they started to think of different reasons why they can't serve Hashem directly. They wanted to serve also the Meshamshim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and eventually they only served the Meshamshim, the Hainu, the Chama, the Lovana, and from that, little by little, it led to the Avodah Zarah itself. So, if he's makiv to a malach or a sar or a mazel, even if he's not makabel this sar or mazel, like if it's his God, still, even if he just wants to mechabit it, it doesn't make a difference. It's still daimetav by the zar that was time of Enosh. That's brings Gemara that's matched like that in Sanhedrin. So therefore, in this shaila where they're shechting the buck or these cows on the matzeva of the tzaddikim, which is the kavana is to mechabit these tzaddikim, that these tzaddikim should bring the shav and mechayr to mamish the same exact shaila that they did at that time. They tried to mechabit the chama, the levana by this kind of thing. So it's mamish. So it's mamish the same exact iser. And what does it help that afterwards they give the meat to the aniyim? It's mamish a davar aser. So klal ha'ayla, he ends off that from all these things we see from here that avada this is mamish iser gomer. And if they do this kind of minig, it's a mitzvah to mevatel this kind of minig. And if they want to do tzedakah ba'ezek, it's kshavim. So let them stam shecht an animal, give it out to the aniyim. But avada it's usher to shecht l'shem this tzaddik, l'shem that tzaddik. Rather, they should shecht it stam for the mitzvah tzedakah, and they should give it out to the aniyim. Now, be'emes from this tshuva, it's very important to that people that go to these kind of yard sites where they shecht all these different animals and sometimes like Meron and this kind of thing, Chas v'shalom, not to say that they're shechting it for this tzaddik or to this tzaddik. They want to shecht, it's not like a shecht, but the habits of akavana at the time of the shechita that they're shechting for this thing is mamash a shayla of if not takroivs of Eidazar, at least the shechita alone could be mamash a iser.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.